Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners. Interesting, you talk about the tooth extraction, and I'm on my way to the dentist.
Oh no. Well, you know what? I'll share something too. I'm going off to the show as well. So maybe I'll meet you there.
What is Howard really wishing for me now?
Yeah. Well, I apologize. Well, it's actually their fault. It's not mine.
It's your fault.
Exactly. It's my listeners. They very badly behaved. All right. So can we just talk about Operation Dudula? Is it xenophobic? Just give us a sense of what is going on here.
Look, you know, Howard, this Dudula movement is really very unfortunate, part of our history and failure as society, as a country, having allowed ourselves over the last 28 years to be governed by a criminal enterprise called ANC, and obviously allowed ourselves to really be silenced. This whole issue of illegal immigration, it's a serious challenge in this country. The people in the poor communities, unfortunately, are the ones who are cashing real hell about this. So you find, obviously, a situation where people are really desperate. But however, I think, you know, for me, from the beginning, I think everyone is aware that as soon as this matter reached the public space, I raised the concern about people being very careful about taking the law into their own hands, because the problem is not with foreigners. The problem is with this government of the ANC that has allowed our borders to be wide, wide open, allowing everyone to really come into this country legally, including what has happened with the Guptas, as an example, that everyone can see that how these people came into the country, how Malusi Gigaba, as a Minister of Home Affairs, played the role. So you can imagine now when you've got now more than a million of the Gupta type of people in your country, so you're bound to really have problems.
The issue with it, I guess, and the problem with it is that we're almost conditioned to see this as racist, because, you know, if it was more of a Gupta situation, or if it was a group of people who had illegally come here from, I don't know, from South America or from Europe or somewhere else, perhaps it would have a different type of a tinge. Is that a danger that the racial issues confuse and blur the lines of an immigration policy and failure?
Well, I think, Howard, and your listeners, I think, there are some commentators out there in so-called, I really call them so-called human rights lawyers, who I don't know whether they're beneficiaries of this illegal system or not, because for years, South Africans have been punished to really be silent on raising this issue of illegal immigration. And I still remember on the 1st of December 2016 when I raised this matter as a national catastrophe, more especially for the city of Johannesburg. For some reason, people just decided to say Mashaba is xenophobic, it does not like African brothers. South Africa is not sitting with a problem of illegal immigration only from South Africa. We've got people from all over the world. I even at one stage in 2019 released just the number of undocumented foreign nationals that we as GMPD at the time managed to catch over the 3 years. People from all over the world who are coming into South Africa because the international criminal syndicates, they've identified South Africa to really be an open space for them. But every time when they talk about immigration, these so-called human rights lawyers and commentators, every time when you raise an issue about illegal immigration, they will tell you about Africans. We're sitting with Pakistanis. If you look at Pakistanis, the big drivers of opening their own home offices in this country. Pakistan is very far from Africa. They're not raising those issues. So what they do, they actually racialize it, because they know if they racialize it, they will actually get us South Africans to keep quiet. And I think we cannot really keep quiet. So I think in my real request and advice to the Dudula movement, personally, I'm sympathetic to that cause, because I know what people are going through. at the end of the day, they cannot take the law into their own hands, you know, to really go around, because how are they going to know who's illegal or not? Mm. They are not qualified to do their job. If ever they've got to take this matter up, march to the Home Affairs, march to President Cyril Ramaphosa's office, ask them to really do something to make sure that we allow the people of the world to come to our country, but let them come here legally, and when they get, they must respect our laws. Don't really take the law into your own hands, because we don't want to really live in a country where people take the law into
absolutely
their own hands.
Absolutely right. Herman Mashaba, leader for Action SA, thank you for giving us such a clear perspective on the situation.